跟大家探讨耶稣的其中一个使徒犹大。
This morning we talked about one of the disciples of Jesus, Judas.
他在服事神的工作上失落了信仰。
He lost his faith while serving God.
他在跟随主耶稣的事情上成为一个失去职分的人。
And while following Jesus, he lost his stewardship.
下午这一堂聚会，我们还是以他为一个探讨的人物。
And so this afternoon, we're still be using him as a topic for our discussion.
跟大家谈失去力量的人。
And we'll be talking about the man who lost his strength.
我们看到犹大原先被主耶稣拣选的时候。
We see that when Judas was first chosen by Jesus.
能够作为十二使徒当中的一位。
And he was being chosen as one of the 12 disciples.
这是一个令人值得感恩、快乐的一件事。
And he was indeed something to be joyful about.
但他在跟随主耶稣的三年当中
But during his3 years of following Jesus,
他却成为一个不蒙福的一个人。
He became someone who lost his blessings.
那是因为他在跟随耶稣的生活里面并不是很真诚的、很认真的成为主的使徒。
And it was because during his following with Jesus, he did not really put his effort into it.
所以他没有办法具备有一个生命的力量来真正的做好一个主的门徒的表现。
And so that's why he lost the strength of being a disciple.
所以我们说他是失去力量的人。
And so that's why we are saying that he is a man who lost his strength.
失去力量的现象在他的身上有什么样的事情发生呢？
And what kind of signs were on him?
我们请看马可福音第三章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章
Mark chapter 3
第三章的十三节
Chapter 3 verse 13
十三节耶稣上了山随自己的意思叫人来他们便到他那里十五节
15
并给他们权柄赶鬼在这里主耶稣非常慎重借着祷告按着他的旨意选召他们
Here Jesus specially prayed before choosing disciples.
并且应许选召他们要给他们权柄赶鬼呢。
And Jesus also promised to give them power to cast out demons.
所以神主耶稣说选召他们能够做福音的工作。
And so Jesus chose them to have part in this ministry.
要给他们权柄和属灵的能力呢。
And he was willing to give them power to cast out demons.
但我们发现这位犹大。
But then this Judas.
在整个事件中。
During all this.
他失去了权柄和灵力。
He lost the power.
既然主耶稣应许要给他们
And since Jesus had already promised to give them this
同样其他十一位的使徒也同受许多的道理的学习和生活的考验
And so the rest of the 11 disciples are also
当主耶稣呼求他们说你来跟从我吧
When Jesus called out to them to
他们立刻就舍去自己的东西放下生活跟从耶稣
And all the disciples immediately forsook what they had and followed Jesus
这个动作也是一种生活的考验、啊、
And this action indeed is a trial or a test
然后跟随主耶稣领取教训
And so they followed Jesus and to receive the teachings
看到主耶稣行神迹
And they saw how Jesus performed miracles
这正是主应许要给他们的权柄和灵力、啊、
And this was indeed what Jesus promised to give them
当主耶稣死后复活显现给门徒看的时候
So after Jesus' resurrection appeared to the disciples
在使徒行传一章八节里面记载
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8
主耶稣应许要赐降下圣灵
Jesus promised to give out the Holy Spirit.
然后 门徒就必得着能力。
And the disciples shall receive power from above.
所以主应许这样圣灵的降下是必得着各样属灵的能力。
And so the Lord promised the descending of the Holy Spirit to, in order for us to receive this power.
有神的灵住在内心呢、啊。
With the Holy Spirit dwelling in our
hearts, 我们就有力量啊，可以胜过迷惑。
And we will have power to overcome temptation.
胜过各种环境的考验。
To overcome any kind of situation.
然后会显现出一种得胜的生活见证。
And we will lead a victorious life.
因为有神的灵力在我们身上。
Because God's power or His Spirit.
但是我们非常质疑的一件事。
But one thing we wonder.
犹大天天跟主耶稣生活。
Judas had followed Jesus.
他却失去了主的权柄和灵力。
But he lost this power.
所以我们说灵力，这个属灵能力的来源呢？
And then, so the source of the spiritual power,
就是要建立一个良好的祷告生活了。
Is to establish a good prayer, a life of prayer.
所以我们说犹大他失去一个良好的祷告生活。
And so we can say that Judas lost a life of prayer.
所以他不警醒啊。
He wasn't watchful.
虽然天天看见耶稣。
Even though he sees Jesus every day.
虽然天天与耶稣一起生活。
Even though he lived with him every day.
只不过是像一个躯壳而已，却没有生命的这种存在。
It was actually lifeless. It was just like an empty shell.
虽然有那种想法，但是没有确实的信仰有力量的生活。
He did not have a substantial strength.
有一位在台上领会的圣工人员呢、啊。
There's this holy sacred worker.
他也是一样，按照一样的时间来聚会做圣工。
And he comes to church services.
他也是这样一样过着人的生活。
And he just leads an ordinary life.
但有一天晚上。
But one night.
他半夜做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
他梦见教会钟声响起。
He dreamed about the bells of church ringing.
他知道今天晚上是他要领会。
And then so he realized that it was the night for him to lead the service.
结果他就穿好衣服。
And then so he dressed up.
手上就抱着圣经跟赞美诗到教会。
He held the Bible and the hymn book and came to church.
快要到教会门口的时候。
And just about when, before he arrived at church,
看到有许多人已经坐在会堂里面等候他领会。
He saw a lot of people sitting inside the chapel waiting for him.
所以他就绕过来到教会的侧门，准备从那边上台。
And so he came around and then came in from the side and wanted to get on the pulpit.
他到侧门的时候，
and when he arrived at the
side gate, 他突然觉得身体受到凉风吹袭。
And he all of a sudden felt like there was no
cold. 他才发现身上的衣服都不见，光光的身子站在门边。
And then he realized that he was without clothes.
然后手上的圣经赞美诗不见。
And then the Bible and hymn book he was holding was gone.
紧张得不得了。
And so he was really nervous.
哎呦，我的衣服怎么不见了？
And so he was saying,
where
did my clothes go? And where did my Bible go?
哎呀，到哪里去找衣服啊？
And where am I supposed to find my clothes?
走到家里还有一段时间，教会的这个聚会时间要开始了。
There's quite a distance from the church to home.
吓得不得了哎！
And so he was really
shocked. 怎么会这样呢？
How did it happen?
就在他最害怕紧张的时候。
And during that time,
天上有一个大响声。
There was a great voice coming from heaven.
就有一个很威严的声音就出来了。
And a very majestic voice said,
叫他的名字。
Called out his name.
某某某。
And the voice said,
你这个人啊，非常不实在。
You are not very sincere.
你已经失去了我的力量来做我的工作。
You have already lost this power to do my job.
如果你再不悔改。
Unless you repent,
我就要拒绝你。
I will forsake you.
不让你做我这份工作。
And I will not let you do this job.
不得再服侍我。
And you will no longer be able to serve me.
他在梦中听到这个声音啊。
And so when he heard this voice from his dream,
我一听就知道是主耶稣的声音。
He knew that it was the voice from Jesus.
哇，主耶稣向他责备。
And so Jesus rebuked him.
如果他不悔改。
And then so if he does not repent,
没有这个资格再做这份工作。
He'll no longer be able to help
this
service. And then so it's a very serious thing. He serves the Lord until God forsakes him.
不是神有问题。
It's not God who has
而是我们的服事出了问题。
It's because of our service.
所以就没有领受从主来的力量。
And so we have stopped receiving this power from God.
像犹大就是这样失去了主的权柄和灵力。
Just as how Judas lost his spiritual power.
所以他失去了力量。
And so he lost his strength.
这个领会者也失去了力量。
And so is this sacred worker.
他从梦中惊醒。
He awoke from his dream.
向神祷告说。
And he prayed to God
一面哭
and said,
一面悔改。
And he wept and he said,
他跟他的太太在讲的时候。
And he talked to his wife.
太太就告诉他。
And the wife told him.
每一次太太跟他建议的时候，他不接受。
It used to be that when his wife talked to him, he would not listen.
因为太太知道他做跟讲啊，完全是两回事。
Because the wife knew that whatever he says, it's different from what he does.
甚至在教会的形象跟到外面社会的形象也是两种人。
And even his image, the inside church and outside of church, totally.
道理是道理。
And the truth is true.
实际付出的行为是另外一种不合道理的行为。
But whatever he does is actually different.
怎么能够站在台上继续讲呢？
And so how can he actually lead a sermon?
所以神借这一次。
And then so God used this opportunity to remind you.
你已经是要属于失去力量的人。
You are about to lose your strength.
衣服在圣经里面都常常在属灵的教训是指着我们人的行为。
And clothes oftentimes in the Bible represent our actions or our deeds.
衣服
clothes
是代表着我们的行为。
Our clothes represent our
那失去圣经就是我们已经没有神的真理生活了。
And losing the Bible means we have lost a truth or God's words in our life.
这两样在他的身上已经失去了。
And so these two things are lost in his life. But thank God.
真的很认真悔改。
He truly repented.
耶稣让他得着祷告的力量。
And then so God renewed his strength.
从这个时候
啊，
他认真学习神的道理。
And then so, since then he started to study the words of God.
他也彻底改变自己的行为。
And he totally changed his actions.
所以感谢主，他后来又得到主的权柄灵力。
And then so thank God later on he received the spiritual power from God.
在做服事什么工作上面，看到有神与他同在。
And during his service to God, we could see God was with him.
他失去了主的权柄灵力。
Judas lost authority and spiritual power from God.
所以他会出卖耶稣。
And so that's why he betrayed Jesus.
我们再来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
请看马太福音的二十六章。
Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
二十六章的十四节。
Matthew 26 verse 14.
二十六章十四节。
Matthew 26 verse
14. 到十五节。
Verse 14 to 15.
在这里谈到。
Here it says.
这个犹大他出卖耶稣。
This Judas who betrayed Jesus.
他去见这个祭司长谈判。
And he went to see the chief priest.
向祭司长谈交易。
And he sort of had this trading with the
他问祭司长这样说。
And he asked the chief priest.
你们愿意给我多少钱呢？
What are you willing to give me?
他们就回答说。
And then so they replied.
要给他三十块钱。
30 pieces of silver.
我们看到这个犹大的这个动作。
And we see this action from Judas.
他在做一个很可怕的决定。
He's making a dreadful choice.
用三十块钱代替耶稣的地位。
To exchange Jesus with 30 pieces of silver.
在诗篇十六篇里面记载。
In Psalm 16 it says,
你用别的事物代替神啊，你就必愁苦加增。
If you use other things in exchange for God, then you will be filled with sorrow.
他用这三十块钱代替耶稣的存在。
And Judas used 30 pieces of silver to exchange.
这个钱财是代表世界的总称。
Money is money represents the world.
所以我们说他是贪爱世界的人。
And so we can say that Judas is someone
一个贪爱世界的人。
Someone who loves this world.
越重啊，自然他。相信神、依靠神的心就越轻。
The more this person loves the world, the less he'll he'll rely on God.
所以我们说，犹大贪爱世界胜过比神还重。
And so we can say that Judas loves the world more than Jesus or more than God.
犹大向往世界的生活比看得救还重。
He desires the enjoyment of this life rather than the salvation.
如果我们的信仰生活活到这样的俗化的信仰观念。
And if we lead our lives like this,
那我们就会渐渐地失去力量。
Then we will eventually lose our strength.
祷告就没有力。
We will lose our strength in prayer.
读经就没有感受。
We'll lose our strength in Bible reading.
做圣工就缺乏神的恩典。
And we'll lack the blessings from God when we do His work.
贪爱世界很重。
Because we love this world.
耶稣也知道人会患这种毛病。
And Jesus knows that this is something that we
do. 所以他这样子在登山宝训的时候这样劝勉。
And then so during the blessings on the mountain.
我们一起来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国，他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。在这里，主耶稣了解人的软弱需要。
Here, we see that Jesus understands our weaknesses or needs.
他也知道人肉身活在这世界。
He knows that we live in this world.
但是他要人的心能够明白一件事。
But he wants our hearts to understand this one thing.
一般的世人不认识耶稣的。
For those who do not know Jesus.
或者还没有建立这样信仰生活的人呢。
Or who have not established a life of faith.
他们所重看的就是今生的一切。
What they treasure, what they look for is this world.
所以他会对今生的一切努力去追求享受。
And so they'll pursue after this present life.
那成为神的儿女呢？
But how about the children of God?
并不是说信耶稣就不需要这些生活需求啊。
We're not saying that we don't need all this.
也是需要啊。
We also need them.
因为带着肉身啊。
Because we are in the flesh.
只不过要得到这样的需要的时候，必须要有一层深一层的认识。
But the only difference is that we need to know.
这里记载说，我们所需用的生活的一切东西。
Here says that all the things that we need in this life.
我们在天上的父是知道的。
Our heavenly Father knows.
但是我们要学习一样功课。
But then one thing we need to ask and learn.
要先求神的果，神的义。
Seek first the kingdom of God.
然后这一切生活需要的东西，在天上的父就会赐给我们了。
And all these things will be added to you.
这种追求的过程会有两种感受。
We'll encounter feelings or.
如果因为我们是寻求神而建立所得到的这种信仰生活所有的一切啊。
If we pursue God and receive all the things that we need.
我们就会存感恩赞美主的心。
And we'll have a thankful God.
来接受他任何一切的赏赐。
And then we'll gladly receive all the things
that Jesus. 所以生活里面就会显出许多的见证。
And then so we'll have a lot of testimonies.
满心知道这是神一切的安排。
And so we know that all these come from God.
如果我们把神摆在后边。
But then if we put God aside.
先以自己的力量去追求这世上的一切。
And then use our strength to pursue all the things.
我们或许也能得着。
Well, maybe we can obtain them.
但是感恩赞美神的心的确会不在我们的生活里面出现。
That we will not have a thankful heart towards God.
所看到的就是你自己争取来的。
And so all we see is what we have learned.
所述说的荣耀也是属于自己的。
And then so we'll seek our own glory.
就会看重今生世界。
And we will look heavily towards this present life.
因为您选择了自己的方法来面对自己的一切。
Because we have chosen our own ways.
我们看到圣经里头这样记载。
And we see the Bible tells us.
有很多人先抓住神。
A lot of people have held on to God first.
先求问神。
And they have asked God
当他在度过这种患难生活的操练的时候
And after a period of tribulations,
就成为一个最美的生活见证来感恩赞美主
They have become a very beautiful testimony
借着神的恩典来养育保护我们所领受的各样的产业
To receive all this that God has given
to us 所以从神的角度去学习建立的信仰
And then so To learn from God's perspective,
有神成为我们的依靠
To rely on God.
但是从今生的世界所建立的这种人的生活
But then to establish a life based on
我们所看到的就是肉身情欲的一切
We will only see all the desires of the flesh.
所以我们看到犹大贪爱这世界三十块钱
So we see how Judas greeded after 30 pieces of gold.
他的生活是一种重肉身的情欲。
His life was a life which emphasized on the present life.
胜过灵性的成长和信仰的重要。
He emphasized this present enjoyment rather than the spiritual life.
就因为他有这样的习性。
Because that's the way he was.
所以他失去了神的力量。
So he lost the strength from God.
真的，有时候我们会陷入这样的软弱。
Sometimes we fall into this kind of weaknesses.
尤其在感情的世界。
Especially for emotional things.
或者在碰到的各样的迷惑。
Or various temptations.
往往就是一种考验临到。
And all these are a test for us.
这个时候我们是不是有力量胜过呢
Do we have the strength to overcome them?
才会知道我们到底拥有了主的力量多少。
And then it is then we'll know how much strength we have from God.
有一个姐妹。
There's a sister.
她不小心陷入这种情网。
Who has fallen into
emotional net.
emotional of net.
这种眼睛看不到无形的情网啊。
This intangible emotional things.
如果没有好好的去留意啊。
And if she's not watchful,
心里一旦打开
once she opens her heart,
就很难收回来。
It's really hard for it to
甚至没有办法控制。
It's out of control.
她结交了一个不是我们教会的朋友。
She met this friend that's outside of church.
就算是教会的弟兄，但是不按真理去行啊，这种落入情网也是很痛苦的一件事啊。
And even if this person's a church brother, if it's not according to God's word,
刚开始的时候
terrible. So at the beginning,
这个男朋友啊，男的朋友啊
this guy friend,
他跟他说你不错。
He says to her, "You're pretty nice."
然后天天追啊。
And so he goes after her.
刚开始有力量拒绝啊。
And so at first she has the strength to say no.
突然有一天那个男的不追了，失踪了。
But all of a sudden, one day this guy disappeared.
他才觉得，哎呦，这个怎么不见了
？And then so she started wondering what happened to him.
他就开始期待他的出现。
And then so she started waiting for him.
甚至坐在电话旁边等啊。
And even to the point to wait beside him.
左等右等。
She waited and waited.
白天也想，晚上也想。
And she thought about day and she
thought about night. 茶饭不能吃喝。
And she could not even eat or drink.
终于她陷入情网了。
And so that's when she realized she has fallen in love.
这个男的突然又出现。
But all of a sudden the sky appeared again.
哇，这一次的出现就变成我们这个姐妹很积极了。
And then so this time the sister becomes really active.
所以这个魔，这个情魔啊，感情的魔力啊，真的是。很厉害。
And so, the force or the power of
家里人怎么劝他都听不懂
And no matter what the family member says to her,
刚刚开始很有力量拒绝。
At first, she has the strength to say no.
现在就觉得对方没有就不行了。
But then now she can't live without him.
哇，人就是这样脆弱。
So this is how fragile human beings
看似坚强,
are.
却非常脆弱。
On the surface, they look strong, but actually they're fragile.
哇，甚至他已经这样说啊， 我可以不要耶稣, 但不能没有这个人了。
And she even said that I can live without Jesus, but I cannot live without him. So this is something dreadful for the family. How come she lost her strength to believe Jesus? How come she could no longer pray and ask God for strength? How come she no longer wants to come to church? She has indeed lost her strength.
家里的人啊，怎么劝？ 他也没办法醒过来。
She would not listen and wake up, no matter what her family members said.
用心为他祷告。
And then so the family members started to pray for her diligently.
这个姐妹其中有一个哥哥也为了这样的事情痛哭流涕在神的面前。
And the brother of the sister prayed in front of God in tears.
向天上的神祷告。
And he prayed to God in heaven.
哭着求哎。
He prayed with tears.
求主带领哎。
He asked God for guidance.
哥哥的祷告认为啊, 妹妹的属灵生命何等的重要。
This prayer from the brother is regarding the spiritual life of the sister.
哥哥甚至也愿意为妹妹去承担啊, 这样的软弱哎。
And the brother is willing to bear this weakness from her, from his sister.
这样子祷告神。
And so this is how he prayed.
结果那一天晚上,
And so that night,
做哥哥的就 做了一个梦,
the brother had a dream.
说在梦里面他来到一间教会,
during the dream, he came to a church.
来参加聚会,
to attend service.
当然是真耶稣教会,
and of course, through Jesus' church.
这里面聚会看到很多的人呢,
and then he saw a lot of people inside.
详细看上面讲到的人啊,
and so he looked at the person.
哦，原来是主耶稣亲自在台上讲哎。
It was actually Jesus Christ himself.
大家唱诗非常有力量。
And so everyone sang hymns.
大家听讲主耶稣讲的道理更有力量。
And it was really powerful.
大家最后一起祷告神的时候。
And so at the end, when everyone prayed,
神借着他应许生命的力量都临到每一个人身上。
God promised a strength of life to
那种祷告在灵里面呢。
And so the prayer was in the
spirit.
He forgot about all the sorrows that he had.
哇，是非常的平安。
So he was very peaceful.
是非常的有生命力。
Very full of life.
是非常的感谢主。
And he was very thankful.
祷告完了。
And so after prayer,
有人宣布说要到某一个信徒家去祷告。
Someone announced that they would go to this member's house to pray.
大家就出了会堂就到 教会附近一个家要去祷告。
And then so they left the chapel and then was about to go.
那做哥哥的也跟着众人一起出去要到信徒家祷告。
And so this brother followed the crowd.
那走到教会大门口的时候,
and when they arrived at the gate of the chapel,
出来要转到这个教会旁边的这个信徒的家祷告的时候,
when they were just about to leave the chapel and go into the member's place,
突然看见一个很熟悉的背影啊。
He saw a familiar figure.
因为他朝向一个很大的一个无底洞的深渊，任何人都不愿意去的那个地方。
Because he saw this figure going towards a bottomless pit.
啊，这个哥哥看到这个不是妹妹的背影吗？
And then so this brother realized, is this
急得要流出泪来呢。
And then so he almost cried.
要阻止他那个地方不能去。
And so he wanted to tell her that
一旦掉到洞口啊, 就掉到无底深渊, 没有办法救上来了。
Because once you have reached there, then there is no way to pull you up.
所以有一段距离啊, 哥哥来不及拉他哎。
And then so there's quite a distance, and the brother is
not in time to pull her up.
She's just on the edge of this pit, about to go inside. And then so this brother yelled out loud, Hallelujah, Lord, please save my sister.
就在这个时候,
and at this time,
有一股力量就带着哥哥的身体就飞起来啊, 可以飞啊, 飞到那个洞口的旁边啊。
there's this great power lifting up this brother towards us.
这个时候妹妹已经走进洞口准备要下去了。
And at this time the sister is just about to enter into the pit.
哥哥就抱到她，然后在洞口转了一圈又回到那个地面上。
And then so the brother held on to the sister and they flew around a circle and then they came back out.
这样讲啊。
And then so when the brother was testifying, he said,
你看到那个深渊真的看不到底耶。
He saw this bottomless
pit. 多少人死在那里呢？
And he doesn't know how many people died there.
哇，把妹妹救上这个地面上的时候。
And then so when he had saved his sister,
哇，妹妹就醒过来耶。
The sister woke up.
就跟哥哥说谢谢你。
And the sister said, thank you.
后来他就有力量
and afterwards she
跟大家一起去祷告
and then she prayed with everyone else
后来这个做哥哥醒过来
and so the brother woke up
满心感谢主
and he praised God
就在隔天早上的时候
so the next morning
这个打跟家里通电话
he called up the family
这个妹妹早上起来啊心情就快乐了
he found out that the sister when she woke up
不再像过去一样
She wasn't like what she used to be.
好像没有生命，随时要精神要崩溃一样。
As if she was about to die any second.
他跟爸爸妈妈这样讲。
And then so he told
我决定要断掉这一份不对的情，就这个感情。
It was she told her parents that she decided to.
我要坚持自己的福气，要在主内灵分。
That she has decided to insist upon marrying the Lord.
所以谢谢你们的带导。
And so thank you all for your prayer.
整个人真的改变了。
And she totally changed.
得着了力量了。
She has received her strength.
感谢主，她只不过是感情放出去，并没有做出得罪神的地方。
And thank God, all she did was let out her emotions.
哇，从这个时候她认识自己。
And so then she started to know herself.
原来在感情的世界里面非常脆弱。
That she's very fragile in this
经过这一次的体会
so after the experience,
她得着了力量
she has regained her
她好好充实自己
and she, decided to,
后来她成为很好的圣工人也在服侍主
she decided to follow God and study
她也真的在主内联婚了
and then so she became a very good worker of God and she did marry the Lord and then God especially blessed her marriage
所以当我们体贴自己肉体情欲的时候
So when we indulging our fleshly desires,
就会迷迷糊糊的，就陷入这个失去力量的这种生活呢。
And we will eventually, without our conscious knowing, fall into this.
贪爱世界。
Judas loves the world.
所以他就走进了这个无底的黑洞。
And so that's how he walks into this bottomless pit.
成为失去力量的人。
And become a man who lost his strength.
所以今天我们要认定耶稣基督是我们的力量。
And so today we need to recognize that Jesus is our strength.
是我们生命非常重要的支柱。
That he is a very important pillar in our
life. 一定要这种认识，然后要来去学习长大。
We need to have this recognition and learn to
grow. 凡事要看耶稣比世界重。
We'll have to put Jesus first in our life.
凡事要看信仰比肉体的情欲重。
We'll have to put our faith as our first priority.
我们就不会失去力量。
And so we will not lose our strength.
我们说为什么犹大会失去力量？
Why do we say that Jesus lost his strength?
在马太福音二十六章里面这样谈到。
In Matthew 26, it tells us.
我们再来看一下。
Let's turn to Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
二十六章的四十八节到五十节。
Matthew 26.
四十八节到五十节
48 to 50
在这里我们看到这个犹大他所做这个出卖耶稣的每一个小小动作
Here we see all the details of how Judas betrayed
是那么的精细计划
It was all planned out
所以我们发现
So we find out
他是一个非常喜爱做恶事的人呢
He's someone who loves to do evil things.
如果你不习惯做恶事啊
If you're not used to do evil things,
你真的会紧张发抖哎
Then you're probably really nervous.
良心难安哎
And your conscience will not rest.
比如说有一个东西在前面
For example, there's this thing
那是别人的
And it belongs to someone else.
你突然想要拖他 成为自己所拥有的。
And then all of a sudden you have this desire to steal.
一个不习惯做恶事的人啊。
And someone who's not used to doing.
有时候他这样想就觉得，哎呦，我怎么这样？对不起神呢。
Once when he even has this thought, he would say, "Oh, how can I have
this?" 但是有的去偷了以后。
But then once you have actually take hold of this thing.
他一直良心难安呢。
Then his conscience will not rest.
他不习惯做恶事啊。
Because he's not used to doing wicked things, then he would sweat.
甚至他一直整夜在想，哎呀，怎么这样，怎么这样。
And he would be thinking about it all night long.
所以有的会送还回去啊。
And so some of the people would return the.
没有人一生下来就喜欢做恶事。
No one's born evil.
喜欢做恶事也要培养呢。
You need to actually cultivate.
对，你看那个小偷啊。
Look at the thieves.
你车子锁得很紧，他就是有办法开呀、
啊。They have the ability to steal your car.
喜欢做恶事的人，等到他麻痹以后。
Once the evil doer becomes
把恶事当作快乐的事。
Becomes insensitive of doing evil things.
这个时候的他就变成做恶事的高手。
And this person will become an expert in doing
wicked things. 在台湾有一个报纸这样记载。
The newspaper in Taiwan.
有一个年轻人，他因为需要钱要解决问题。
There's this youth who needs money to take care of.
他就去勒索呢。
And then so he went and.
绑架别人的孩子呢。
And he kidnapped this kid to ask for money.
然后就打电话说我要50万。
And so he called up the family and said he needs $50,000.
然后还跟对方这样讲。
And he even told the other party.
我不是真的要绑你的孩子，我要解决困难。
I don't really mean to kidnap your kid. I just need to solve the problem. So I'm sorry.
我是万不得已的。
It's I really need to do it.
所以希望你们送钱来。
And so hopefully you can send me the money.
他连打电话都发抖哎。
Even when he was calling the people, he was shaking, trembling.
其实他把那个人带在身边，给他吃好的鸡腿饭，又给他喝饮料，好好的带他，请你。这个时间跟我在一起。
And the way he treated this kid that he kidnapped was, he treated him with all the food and like drink.
对方也很高兴了，好啊，那就这段时间给你啊。
And so the kid was actually happy to be kidnapped.
真的约了这个地点要拿赎款呐、啊。
And then so he had set up this place to get his money.
因为不会做坏事啊，他。
Because he's not used to doing
evil
things.
不习惯了。
He's not.used to it.
人要怎么避开这个警察追踪的记录？他什么都不懂。
He doesn't even know how to avoid the cops.
所以一到那边，哇，被警察抓了。
And so once he gets to this place, he was immediately arrested.
他不是愿意这样做呢。
And he does not mean to do it.
他知道这样做不对呢。
He knows that it's wrong.
所以他哪里有人对那个勒索的人那么好，还可以让他自己走来走去呢？
And so how can like no?Kidnapper is like as nice as him.
所以那个报纸的题目这样写啊。
And then so the title of the article.
从未见过良善的这个勒索凶险呐。
We have never seen a nice kidnapper.
当然，他为了这件事情后悔啊，一直流泪啊。
And he was deeply regretted, and then he shed a lot of tears.
但是这个犹大哦，真的很喜爱做恶事哎。
But this Judas, he actually loves
doing evil things. 每一个动作，每一个环节，他就是那么样的显出啊，他这个喜爱做恶事的这种现象。
Every single gesture shows that he loves to do evil deeds.
当然，他会失去力量。
And of course, he lost his strength.
怎么会得着神的力量呢？
So how do we receive God's strength?
摩西，他不愿做法老女儿之子。
Moses, who refused to be the son of the Pharaoh's
daughter. 他也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And he refused to enjoy the sinful pleasures.
所以他宁愿与神的百姓吃苦。
And so he was willing to suffer with the children of
God. 在希伯来书十一章里面，我们看到。
In Hebrews 11, we see.
他看重基督的领落，胜过埃及一切的财物。
That he treasures this salvation.
所以他能够成就神大大的功。
And that's why he was able to accomplish all the work that God.
因为他贪爱最终之事。
Because he does not enjoy sinful pleasures.
犹大却在这种事情贪爱，所以他就失去了力量。
But Judas lost his strength because he enjoyed.
我们以上谈到他失去力量的三点。
And so we have talked about three points.
所以他最后的结局就是陷入死亡。
And so the end result was he was dead.
我们一起来看马太福音二十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew 27.
三节到十节。
Verse 3 to verse 10.
第三节这里谈到。
In verse 3 it tells us.
这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经被定了罪。
Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been
condemned, 犹大就后悔。
He was remorseful.
赶快把那三十块钱拿回来，到祭司长长老面前说，还给他们呢。
And brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief.
第四节，他就承认说，我卖了无辜人的血哦。
And in verse 4, he said, I have
sinned. 是有罪的。
By betraying innocent
blood. 我这些祭司长和长老啊。
And so the chief priests and the elders.
你自己做的，你自己承担呐、啊。
They were saying that is, you have done.
所以第五节犹大就把那些钱三十块钱丢在圣殿里面。
And then so in verse 5, he threw down the piece of silver.
就出去吊死了。
And he went and hanged himself.
祭司长捡起这个钱呐、啊，他说这是血的代价。
And the chief priest here took silver and said,
是犹大造成的。
It is the price of blood.
不可以放在圣殿的库库里面。
And so therefore we cannot put this money in
the temple. 他们商议就用这些钱买了一块田呢。
And so they consulted together and bought the land.
把这个犹大埋在里面。
And they buried Judas.
直到现在这一块小地方称作血田。
And that field has been called the field of blood.
所以我们看到。
So we see.
这犹大他后来后悔他对所做的这件事。
That Judas was remorseful about
it. 但是已经对事实没有办法得到改变了。
But it was too late to change the fact.
耶稣被定罪了。
Jesus was condemned.
要被钉在十字架上了。
And was crucified.
所以这种迟来的悔改相当相当的可惜。
And so this kind of late remorsefulness
相当相当的无用。
Was too bad.
他自己上吊自杀死了。
He hanged himself.
所以趁我们人活着的时候
so while we are still alive,
要把握住机会
we need to grab
要做好这样悔改的工作
every opportunity and repent.
等到你进入了土地里面了、啊、死了又能怎能有机会再悔改呢
Once we have passed away and buried into the ground, how can we have
所以圣经里头对这样的事描写得非常清楚
And then so the Bible clearly tells us this
这里谈到的死是指着属灵生命犯罪的死
The death that it talks about here refers to spiritual death
并不是指着肉体上的死
It does not refer to the physical death
所以圣经记载死的毒钩就是罪
And then so the Bible tells us that the sting of death is sin
我们请看哥林多前书十五章
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
五十六节
Verse 56
五十六节
Verse 56
死的毒钩就是罪
the sting
罪的权势就是律法
And the strength of sin is the law
在这里告诉
So here it tells us
一个人渐渐走上犯罪的路途
As a person inches towards
他就渐渐失去力量
He gradually loses his strength
最后整个人生就会进入死地
And at the end he'll be dead
除了是肉体的死，也是信仰生命的死。
It's not only a physical death; it's a spiritual death.
这里讲死的毒钩就是罪。
So here it tells us the sting of death.
所以我们不要被这个死的毒钩勾住啊。
So let us not be stinged by
sin. 死的毒钩是从恶魔来的。
The sting of sin comes from the devil.
它是要影响破坏我们跟耶稣的关系的。
Damages our relationship with Jesus.
所以我们必须要有这个责任，认识一个人犯罪的过程啊。
So we need to have the knowledge of the process of sinning.
我们来看希伯来这个雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
第一章的14节。
James chapter 1 verse 14.
从十三节开始念起。
Let's start reading from verse 13.
人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。十五节。
15.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来； 最具长成就生出死来。在这里我们看到一个犯罪的过程，每一个步骤。
So here we see the process of sinning.
首先就是产生肉体的私欲。
First is a fleshly desire.
然后私欲在心里面没有把它拿掉。
And then so desire is in the heart.
就会被牵引诱惑出来。
So it gives birth.
所以第二个步骤啊。
And the second step.
就会怀胎。
It gives birth. It becomes conceived.
在心里面长牙根呢。
It's becoming to root.
那就开始酝酿哎，要想这样做哎。
And then so the desire is there.
如果这个时候没有悔改啊。
If we do not repent, then.
他就会进入第三步骤。
Then we would be entering into the third.
怀胎十个月就要生出来喽。
After 10 months of pregnancy,
就生出罪来嘞。
He would give birth to sin.
在心里面决定，他就要去做出来。
And then so he has decided that.
就罪就做到做了这样的恶事，罪就出来了。
And so the sin becomes
然后这个罪哦会长大哦。
And the sin is
growing. 如果犯的是小罪。
If it's a small sin.
看到神没有骂我嘛。
And we do not see God's.
神没有管教我嘛。
That God is not rebuking.
他就不悔改了。
And then so we do not repent.
继续做。
Continues to do.
越做越大。
And will become greater and greater.
结果罪就长大。
And so sin will be growing.
最后就生出子死来啊。
And at the end, it brings forth death.
罪是死的毒钩啊。
Sin, the sting of death, the sting is death.
所以就成为一个不信耶稣的人。
So at the end, we'll become unbelievers.
就成为一个失去力量的人。
We'll become someone who lost our strength.
将来就要被定罪。
And at the end, we'll become dead.
所以这样看来啊。
So we see.
我们在面临某种环境的时候。
That when we encounter certain
situations. 要去分辨，这个是哪一个步骤啊。
We need to know what steps we are in.
如果发现有这种缺失。
If we see that there's a shortage,
一时软弱陷入这种情境
that we have become weak,
就赶紧调整要悔改
we need to immediately repent,
不然就会像犹大一样一步一步落入死的陷阱生出罪来
or else we'll become like Judas and gradually
一个没有失去力量的人
someone who has not lost his strength
在他的生命信仰的旅程上
and during his life faith,
是非常有福气的
he's very blessed
通过各种的环境的操练
because he has gone through all the
他就会体会一个相当好的是一个神的印证
and he would experience a very good testimony from God
我们一起来看十二节
Let's read verse 12.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验之后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他的人，在这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
一个人经过试验之后
，After a man has gone through,
信心就更加坚强。
His faith will be strengthened.
这是指着在各种环境里面经得起考验通过的人啊。
It's someone who has overcome all the temptations.
啊，最后会得着生命的冠冕。
At the end, he'll receive the crown of life.
啊，如果在考验的当中。
And if during the tribulation.
在迷惑的当中。
During the temptation.
啊，失去了靠主的力量。
That he has lost his strength.
失去了神的应许，真理的话。
That he has lost his promise from God.
就很容易陷入这个死的陷阱当中。
And it's really easy for him to.
所以我们共同一起来努力。
So let us work together.
接受各种环境的操练。
Let us be tested.
目的是要得着生命的冠冕。
For the purpose of receiving this crown of
life. 让我们能够感受到力上加力的见证。
And so we'll experience this testimony.
如果我们愿意有这样的心。
If we have this heart.
我们就能够得到主的看顾保守。
we will receive this protection from God.
就不会落入犹大这样的这失去力量的深渊。
Then we will not become like Judas.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
我们休息一下。
And we'll take a break.